United States plans to deploy 16 stealth F-35 fighters to a U.S. military base in western Japan.
Japan is expected to deploy its first batch of F-35 stealth fighters by the end of this year.
Now, the United States has deployed 10 F-35B stealth fighters to its air station in Iwakuni, Japan.
Strengthening Japan's defenses against Russian aggression. Japan is taking action to improve and strengthen its air defense capabilities. In the wake of Russia's war against Ukraine, Japan is taking measures to address what it says is an increasingly serious international security environment. Japan, a key treaty ally of the United States in Northeast Asia, has expanded its deployment of F-35A stealth fighter jets following ongoing Russian military activity near the country. Japan's F-35A move came after Russian military activities. As is well known, the Russian military frequently operates in the Sea of Japan, also known as the East Sea in South Korea, south of Russia's far east and west of Japan. In fact, the Japanese Defense Ministry recently reported that the Russian Il-20 spy plane flew from north to south in international airspace over the Sea of Japan, off the coast of the Japanese islands of Hokkaido and Honshu. However, it then returned to the Russian far east. Accordingly, Japan has decided to expand its deployment of F-35A stealth fighter jets following ongoing Russian military activity near the country. As is well known, Japan plays an important role in America's Indo-Pacific strategy. At the same time, Japan is part of the First Island Chain, a United States maritime containment strategy aimed at restricting Russia and China's military access to the wider Pacific Ocean. It has strengthened its defense capabilities by purchasing 105 F-35A and 42 F-35B jets from Washington. According to the Japanese public broadcaster, a total of 7 F-35A fighter jets will be deployed to Komatsu this fiscal year. The airbase is scheduled to receive 29 more F-35As between fiscal years 2026 and 2029, creating a fleet of 36 state-of-the-art aircraft. Komatsu is currently the second Japanese location to host the country's F-35A fighter jets, after Misawa Air Base in northeastern Aomori Prefecture on the Pacific coast, the report said. The first Japanese F-35A jet was delivered to Misawa in 2018. The expansion of Japan's F-35A fighter deployment comes after the United States sent its own F-35s to Japan in two batches. The F-35As were deployed to Kadena Air Base in January, and the F-35Bs to Marine Corps Air Station Iwakuni in March. The F-35 is a family of stealth airframes with three variants. The most common variant is the F-35A, which operates from conventional runways. The F-35B can perform short takeoffs and vertical landings, and the F-35C is built specifically for deployment on aircraft carriers. Japan's F-35Bs will be carried on two Izumo-class helicopter-carrying destroyers, which are currently being converted into the first Japanese aircraft carriers since World War II. Japan and its alliance with the United States is becoming increasingly important in a region where China, Russia, and North Korea pose a threat, and Tokyo is trying to respond. Japan has territorial disputes with Russia and China to the north over islands in the East China Sea. Meanwhile, North Korea's growing missile program, which has led Pyongyang to launch missiles over Japanese territory in recent years, draws condemnation from Tokyo every time it tests a projectile. Japan is also carefully monitoring the situation surrounding the self-governing democratic island of Taiwan, which the Chinese Communist Party has vowed to bring under Beijing's control by force if necessary. According to Tokyo, 90% of Japan's energy supplies come through sea routes near Taiwan, and the status quo around the island is key to its security. However, the Secretary General of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization has called for stronger cooperation with Japan. During an official visit to Japan, North Atlantic Treaty Organization Secretary General Mark Rutte stressed the alliance's commitment to strengthening ties with Asia-Pacific countries in response to common security challenges. Rutte highlighted the growing threats posed by both Russia and China in the region. He noted that China is building up a large-scale military buildup and seeking to control critical technologies, infrastructure, and supply chains. China continues to conduct destabilizing activities in the Asia-Pacific, Rutte said. He also noted Russia's support for North Korea's illicit weapons programs and the use of North Korean troops and weapons against Ukraine. In his speech, Rutte emphasized the importance of Japan's sanctions against Russia and its continued support for Ukraine. He also praised Japan's defense spending plans, particularly its goal of allocating 2% of its gross domestic product to defense by 2027. This continuous investment will further strengthen Japan's already capable armed forces, Ruta said. Ruta stressed the importance of maintaining regular dialogue with Japan, especially in areas such as cyber defense, maritime security, and defense industry cooperation. Working together, we will be safer, he said, reaffirming North Atlantic Treaty Organization's commitment to Japan as one of its key partners. The visit comes at a time when North Atlantic Treaty Organization continues to strengthen its ties with Asia-Pacific countries, including Australia, New Zealand, and South Korea, as part of its broader strategy to address regional security challenges. This strategy has become particularly important since the Madrid summit in 2022, when the North Atlantic Treaty Organization identified China as a threat to the alliance for the first time. Moreover, amid growing recognition of the interconnected nature of threats to European and Japanese security, Nakatani expressed Japan's willingness to join the North Atlantic Treaty Organization's Ukraine Security Assistance and Training Command. Ruta welcomed the Japanese interest. Headquartered at a United States base in Germany, Ukraine Security Assistance and Training was agreed last July and launched last September to coordinate training for Ukraine, as well as the supply and repair of military equipment. It operates only on Allied territory and does not make North Atlantic Treaty Organization a party to the conflict. Australia and New Zealand, together with Japan and South Korea, form the so-called Indo-Pacific Four North Atlantic Treaty Organization partners and are already operationally involved in Ukraine security assistance and training. Japan is still considering how to participate in Ukraine security assistance and training, given the strict restrictions on its participation in any form of conflict. Even if Japan sends members of its self-defense force to Germany, they will not enter the conflict. On the other hand, the United States is strengthening its air power near China. The United States has strengthened its air power in the Western Pacific Ocean by sending two groups of fighter jets to Kadena Air Base in Japan in a show of force to China. Kadena is located on the Japanese island of Okinawa and is the closest American airbase to Taiwan, the United States' security partner. Communist China has long claimed the self-governing island as part of its territory and has threatened to use force to achieve unification if necessary. According to a statement from the United States Air Force 18th Squadron, which hosts Kadena Air Base, an unknown number of F-35A and F-15E fighter jets arrived at the base between April then 6. This was the United States Air Force's last deployment of fighter jets to the Pacific. The F-35A aircraft were sent by the 355th Expeditionary Fighter Squadron at Eielson Air Force Base in Alaska. The F-15E jets were previously deployed to Seymour Johnson Air Force Base in North Carolina and assigned to the 336th Expeditionary Fighter Squadron. This combined force is intended to deter potential adversaries and support the broader objectives of the United States Indo-Pacific Command, the 18th Wing said in a press release on Tuesday, adding that modernization of capabilities in the Indo-Pacific theater remains a top priority. The base is expected to receive the first of 36 F-15EX fighters between March and June 2026, replacing a fleet of 48 legacy F-15C-D fighters. The United States Air Force has maintained a rotational presence of fighter jets during this transition period. However, the United States will deploy drones to the Japanese island of Okinawa to boost intelligence operations. Japan confirmed that MQ-4C Triton drones will soon arrive at a United States base to monitor regional security threats following rising tensions with China. The United States military will deploy long-range surveillance drones to the Okinawa region near Taiwan, Tokyo's defense minister announced on Tuesday. General Nakatani said the MQ-4C Triton drones will boost the intelligence-gathering capabilities of the United States-Japan Defense Alliance. Beijing has been stepping up pressure on autonomous Taiwan in recent years, holding military exercises that analysts see as a harbinger of a possible takeover of the island. "The security environment surrounding our country is becoming increasingly severe," Nakatani told reporters. He said several Tritons would be sent to the United States Kadena Air Base on Japan's main island of Okinawa in the coming weeks to strengthen intelligence gathering, surveillance, and reconnaissance activities around Japan. There are about 54,000 U.S. troops in Japan, mostly in Okinawa. According to local media reports, Japan's military has conducted 30 jet flights in the past year to intercept drones believed to be from China in the country's southern waters. This is far higher than the 9 in fiscal 2023 and 4 in fiscal 2021, according to Japanese media. Japan's military, which also has high-altitude drones, is also planning to purchase smaller attack drones as part of a comprehensive effort to improve national defense. U.S. President Donald Trump has been pressuring the mostly European North Atlantic Treaty Organization alliance to increase its military spending. At the same time, Trump wants the Asian and Pacific allies to strengthen their militaries to counter China and contain North Korea. So, why is the U.S. sale of F-16s angering China? The potential sale of F-16 fighter jets by the United States to the Philippines has sparked a Chinese backlash. China sees the deal as a step towards deepening American military influence near its borders. The $5.6 billion arms package includes 16 F-16 C Block 70-72 fighter jets, 4 two-seat D models, AIM-9X Sidewinder missiles, radar systems, and spare parts. The sale, which the State Department approved last week, adds another layer to growing U.S.-China tensions in the Western Pacific. China claims sovereignty over almost all of the South China Sea and accuses the Philippines, a treaty ally of the United States, of acting as a proxy in efforts to limit its influence. The Philippine government under President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. has made closer defense ties with Washington a central focus of its foreign policy, and has pledged to spend $35 billion to upgrade its military over the next decade. The F-16s will be the most expensive arms purchase ever for the Philippines, and their acquisition will build on the deepening bilateral partnership between Manila and Washington, including expanded United States access at bases and joint exercises. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Guo Jiakun said at a recent press conference that Beijing opposes defense cooperation that targets third parties and warned against fanning the flames in the region. The aircraft will be a capability upgrade over the existing F-A-50 fleet that the Philippine Air Force purchased from South Korea. Jonathan Malaya, spokesperson for the National Security Council of the Philippines, stressed that the F-16s will be for defense purposes only and are not intended for any country. According to Chinese state media, while the sale could strengthen the Philippines Air Force on paper, its overall impact could be limited. Experts say the small number of aircraft and high operating costs will limit their impact. Experts also suggested that the deal could deepen Manila's dependence on Washington, noting that there are strict restrictions and conditions on exported fighter jets, supporting weapons, fire control software, and other systems that require additional purchases. The statement follows a visit by United States Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth in late March. Hegseth described the alliance between Washington and Manila as ironclad and confirmed the deployment of a United States Navy Marine Corps NMESA's missile launcher to the Philippines for this year's joint Balikatan exercise. Manila is also reportedly considering the purchase of a dozen Swedish-made Gripen E fighter jets, which are cheaper to operate than F-16s, but less integrated with U.S. systems. Meanwhile, the head of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization issued a chilling four-word warning about China and its growing military power. China is rapidly developing its military capabilities and is thought to have the world's largest navy. The head of North Atlantic Treaty Organization issued a four-word warning that we cannot be naive as China continues to build up its military forces. During a visit to a Japanese base in Yokosuka, Mark Rutte expressed concern about China's armaments and military exercises near Taiwan. The Secretary General of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization said China supports Russia's efforts. China is rapidly strengthening its armed forces, including its navy. We cannot be naive, and we really need to work together and assess what is happening. Stating that the North Atlantic Treaty Organization is concerned about China's military exercises near Taiwan, Trump said the alliance is closely monitoring them. China has been rapidly developing its military capabilities in recent years and is considered to have the world's largest navy. It considers Taiwan part of its territory and regards the autonomous island nation as a breakaway province. While Beijing has not ruled out the use of force to seize Taiwan, G7 foreign ministers expressed deep concern over recent exercises by Chinese forces around the island. Japan, which sees China as a threat in the region, has been strengthening its defenses in recent years and plans to buy long-range cruise missiles. Japan has been expanding defense ties with countries in the Indo-Pacific, Europe, and the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, saying Russia's invasion of Ukraine shows that security risks in Europe and Asia are inseparable. But China has been dealt a blow over the future of its strategic Pacific port. China is in danger of losing a strategic port in the Southern Hemisphere. On Friday, Australia pledged to return the Port of Darwin back into Chinese ownership. The port is not for sale. Landbridge Group, which signed a 99-year lease to operate the Port of Darwin in Australia's Northern Territory in 2015, said in a statement. Landbridge Group reportedly has links to the Chinese Communist Party and the Chinese military. Australia, officially the Commonwealth of Australia, plays an important role in America's Indo-Pacific strategy. It is part of an American maritime containment strategy aimed at restricting China's access to the wider Pacific Ocean and is also a member of the Quad, a United States-led strategic alignment that also includes India and Japan. The Port of Darwin is strategically located as Australia's closest port to Asia and is one of 20 critical ports in the country, according to the Critical Infrastructure Security Act 2018. The issue of ownership of the Port of Darwin arose last month after a nuclear-powered submarine from the United States made a stopover near the port. It has also been reported that United States officials are increasingly concerned about the port lease deal since the re-election of President Donald Trump. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese told the Australian Broadcasting Corporation on Friday that the Labor government was seeking a private buyer to end the lease with Landbridge Group. Defense Minister Richard Marles on Monday declined to say whether the Trump administration was pressuring the Australian government to end the lease to the Chinese firm. He visited the United States in early February and met with senior American officials, including Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth. In the May 3rd of Australian federal election, the Liberal National Coalition, which is competing with the ruling Labor Party, announced on Saturday that if re-elected, it would immediately secure the Port of Darwin by returning it to an operator approved by the Australian government. Citing the current geopolitical environment, he claimed that the coalition government led by Peter Dutton would not allow the lease to any entity controlled by a foreign government, including any state-owned enterprise or sovereign wealth fund. The port lease agreement was granted by the then Northern Territory government and approved by the then Malcolm Turnbull government. Both Labor and the coalition have pledged to intervene directly, using the power to take the lease and pay compensation to Landbridge Group if necessary. Terry O'Connor, non-executive director of Landbridge in Australia, said in a statement that the company had not been in any discussions with the Australian federal government, the opposition, or the Northern Territory government about the contract. It is not yet clear how the Chinese government will handle the ownership of the Port of Darwin after Hong Kong-based CK Hutchison announced plans to sell two ports at either end of the Panama Canal to a consortium led by BlackRock under pressure from the Trump administration. So, what do you think about this issue? We would be glad if you specify in the comments. Thank you for watching us. Do not forget to subscribe to our channel, turn on notifications, and like to support us.